Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Rolling great. I feel like it's been a long time since we've spoken, although I'm not sure it's true. We just had a long holiday.
Yeah.
Do you stay up all night during the holiday?
Not anymore.
Really? You're too old for that stuff? Don't you have kids? Don't they want to stay up all night? I guess your kids are
too
young.
No, my kids are too young. Yeah. I was doing security on Sunday morning at synagogue, so I couldn't stay up all night anyway.
Is that a thing? You guys have a rotation?
Yeah.
But you're not armed.
You're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Oh, you're armed now?
No, I'm definitely not.
because in my wife's synagogue, they've had this for years. Obviously, it's becoming more in vogue.
I don't know if in vogue is the right term, but...
It's more necessary.
More necessary, yeah.
But because it's Florida, the people who do it are...
they're all rocking guns.
The people who are going to volunteer to be security in Florida are all armed. And they've also had police security, but it's more like it's a little trickier for years. But it's expensive. Security is expensive. I think my mom's nursery school even has had armed security for a long time. Anyway, everyone's talking about the big game.
Yep. Which big
Chile
game?
Chile versus Sweden, the Women's World Cup. It's going on right now as we speak.
Course.
It's 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got? We did blow it because we missed a week. I did have in my mental calendar to do a small pool for the Women's World Cup.
Yeah, I would have been into that. Yeah.
The problem is it's not an even number of teams. It's not 32. So it's kind of, third place. It's 24 teams, but 16 make the last round.
Yeah.
So like the third place teams basically all make it. So it's not like a natural bracket. You kind of have to go back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
How many players do you think you could name in the Women's World Cup?
Of all the teams combined?
Yeah, everyone combined.
I'll say five.
Okay, and I assume they're all American.
Well, I can name Marton, Brazil.
Okay, Marton, Brazil, yeah. I mean, she plays in the United States, so she's a domestic player.
That's the only non-American player I can name.
There's one other superstar that is also plays in America but is not an American.
Doesn't Canada have a really good player?
She's not around anymore, right? You're talking about Christine Sinclair?
I don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't think she's not there anymore.
By the way, I said five and now I'm thinking about it.
I'm sorry. She's still there.
I don't know if I can
name five. She has 282 caps. That's games played for Canada.
For Canada. Good job for her.
And 181 goals for Canada.
That's a lot of goals. Sinclair. Yeah.
A lot of goals. Marta has...
Who's on the U.S. team? Carly Lloyd is still on the U.S. team, right?
But she's not even starting today.
She's the one who was on Hard Knocks with Houston, who had the hat trick right last year or four years ago. I should say
the last Women's World Cup had a first hat trick.
Who else? Alex Morgan. She's still around.
Yep, Morgan is pretty young. Yeah,
I think everybody else I know is probably retired by now, like Julie Foudy or whatever. So, I'm at three. I got three players. Three players, not bad.
Yeah, Zach Ertz's wife, Julie Ertz, is probably the star of the team.
Oh really? Oh wow, didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else.
By the way, I don't know if I can name three American players on the men's team right now. So
Let's see if you could try it
on the men's team right now.
Lost at home to Venezuela 3-0. So
I can't think of a single one. That's why I brought it up, that I can name more women's players than men's.
You don't
players.
Know Pulisic, like their star player.
Oh, Christian Pulisic. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Josie Altidore's been there forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in the mode of thinking of men. Michael Bradley's still on that team.
He won't make it to the next World Cup. But he's there right now.
Yeah.
The other better known players on the Women's World Cup team: Crystal Dunn, Kristen Press, Allie Krieger. You should know your fellow Jew. Yeah. She's our age though. Lloyd's older than us.
Is Megan Rapinoe still around?
Megan Rapinoe is still on the team. Hope Solo, who is one of the better known players, is not. She basically was forced into retirement after just making some mean comments at the last World Cup, and is generally, I think, unpleasant to be around. But
yeah, that's sort of
basically been ostracized from the league and from the national team. So she essentially was retired by complaining at the last.
Listen, if we're going to talk about sports, we're going to talk about the NBA and NHL finals. And if we're not going to talk about sports, then you mentioned an unbalanced bracket of non-32 teams, which is a good segue to what we're doing today. So we can talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. I don't have any original takes on the NBA Finals. I mean, the Raptors are going to win. You know, we have to find some clips of me talking about how the Raptors were going to
be
the
Warriors. Do you have it going in six or in seven?
I think the Raptors are going to win in six.
Oh, so you, they're going back to Golden State. They're winning. All right.
But by the way, you know, like the Warriors don't even win that, you know, game five without Durant, you know, his first quarter. So
I'm hoping, desperately hoping for game seven. First of all, to be more. I've been rooting for Toronto all along, but I was rooting for Golden State last night because I want to see a better series. And also, yeah. I'm very excited. So I've my TV, we bought it like secondhand for my sister in like 2009.
Why can't your sister just give it to you?
And she had, well, because it was like her and her roommates. So we like bought out her roommate's share or something.
Fair.
And she had bought it in like 2006 or even something like that. So my TV is like 13 years old plus. Still going strong. I mean, it's not.
Oh, TVs are like $200 for like a good TV now.
Well, so I just bought this morning a 75-inch TV. I'm very, very excited.
Nice. How much does that go for?
It was $1,000.
Okay, fine.
I got like the 2018 version. I mean, you can get a 72-inch TV that costs $10,000. Also, you know, obviously,
yes.
Like,
yeah, no. But, I think you made a good decision not spending. Yeah,
like, that none of that. I wouldn't.
But how do you hang it up or whatever? Did you pay someone to hang it up? Do you hang it up yourself? How does that?
No, we're gonna bolt it to the wall. So it's coming on Friday, and so that's why I want a game seven, because game seven would be Sunday, so that would be my debut. The TV will debut for game seven.
Yeah, maybe Tiger winning the U.S. Open.
Yeah. Oh, is that on Sunday also?
I mean, he's not going to win it, but in theory.
But the U.S. Open.
Kepka winning it.
All right. Yeah. I'm also excited for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, by the way, although that will be on my old 47-inch TV. But, yeah, so it's the first time I've ever bought a new TV, actually, in my life, so I'm very excited. Every TV I ever bought was, like, Craigslist or for my sister, so I'm finally growing
up. Yeah, no, that is exciting.
Yeah, let's talk about this bracket today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay, I don't care. Yeah, I don't really care about quality so much. I will watch like on my like laptop screen or my phone, even when
my
TV is right there.
My work desktop is 27 inches, so I just like I sit at my desk all day anyway, and I work.
And you're a foot away.
Can double screen with a laptop also. If
So, but I'm excited for these 75 inches. All right, so the bracket we're doing today, we've been teasing it for a while. A bunch of people send in recommendations for what we should do a food bracket of in Minnesota, and so today is going to be a bracket to determine what that bracket is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people have submitted ideas. Many of them are impractical. Some of them are impossible. But if you submitted it, it's in the bracket. So, Keev, don't fight it. You can vote against it if you want. But there's going to be a lot in this bracket that you're not going to
be. And also, we have kosher considerations that the non...
There's kosher considerations. There's legal considerations. There's all kinds of things.
Legal consideration. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got it.
All right. Okay. So let's get started. I randomized this bracket.
I will say, by the way, Rob and I have talked about it on Robin and Keeva Need a Podcast, but very nice response, although it has been – there's definitely some overlap, definitely some 32 fans people. We'd love to see more 32 fans people there. Very good Minnesota turnout, but then also people flying in. I think we're going to have a way bigger turnout than we ever would have thought. This food tournament is probably going to be Tuesday night, super late after the Mets Twins game, or Wednesday morning before the Mets Twins day game. And in which case it would be the same day as the Robin and Keeva Need a Podcast, which will be at night. We don't know where it's going to be yet, but it'll be somewhere.
We're definitely doing two different podcasts or TBD.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, we're definitely doing two. Yes, okay. We're going to do two.
All right. Why but Rob will be a guest on our podcast, I assume.
If we want him, yes. Yeah. Which, of course, we do. He's willing to do it, but I don't think he wants to, like, deal with the... We're not deciding a winner today. We're getting down to 4-8. Maybe we'll decide a winner. But I also think the people who are coming, maybe they should have a say.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, I will say, for the cereal tournament, which this is the sequel to, everyone at the cereal tournament got to eat the cereal. So I do think... to me, it is almost a deal breaker if it's something that we can't give everyone to eat.
No, everybody there will partake for sure, and I think that the crowd will have a vote as well, which is what we did at the cereal tournament.
We could also like pick listeners we like people who are like funny in the crowd, and they get like a full vote versus like then the whole list. I don't know. We could figure that out.
Yeah.
Depending on how many people. If there's like 12, it's easy to give everyone.
The exact method can be determined, but let's narrow down the food options today. All right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so right at the top, the first two contenders in the bracket is Oreos, which was your idea. You want to have, like, and I think that started on Renap. You want to have, like, 32 different flavors of Oreos.
Yes.
And then Oreos is going against ice cream flavors. To me, ice cream flavors has to win here. We go to a Baskin-Robbins.
No, I don't think ice cream flavors can win.
No. Ice cream flavors one of the top contenders for this whole thing.
To me, Oreos is a top contender. And there is a repechage, so losing, I think...
All Oreos taste the same, first of all. Second of all, nobody knows more than, like, two flavors of Oreos. You can find, like, these weird-ass flavored Oreos, but nobody's interested in them.
There's dozens. I think it's funny to eat... Specificity is funny.
Yeah, but you want to eat 32 different Oreos? It's going to taste so bad.
That's funny.
Here's another wrinkle, funny. By the way. If we're doing ice cream flavors... We can get an ice cream store to be the host location and provide the materials to us.
I don't think... I mean, then, you know, someone call up an ice cream store. Because, first of all,
I am very confident in Minnesota. Yeah, there are. Of course, Baskin-Robbins is kosher. All the chains are kosher.
Yeah.
There might be, like, two flavors that have marshmallows that
aren't
kosher.
I'm going to say also, like, this... As coming for a day where I'm doing two podcasts and going to a baseball game,
yeah.
It sounds like hell on your stomach, the ice cream tournament.
Well, that's because you're an Ashkenazi Jew, so you can't eat dairy. But
this is too much dairy, and you want to be like close to home if you were doing this. You want to be like out in Minnesota.
I will guarantee you, if we do ice cream, that I will guarantee you that I can find an ice cream place that will host us at 10:30 on Tuesday night, whatever it is. Right? We'll rent out the place.
Thing. Yeah. That's like a game changer. If we're doing it live from an ice cream store, then it's a winning idea. If we're eating ice cream in the Hyatt conference room, that's lame.
I agree, and it's going to be the former. Anyways, I'm voting for ice cream here. Are you insisting on Oreos, or are we going
to
have
to... I'm going to put them both in the... We're just advancing things to the final round today. I'm putting them both in the final round.
No, there's a bracket. Yes. Okay, so ice cream is advancing, and I will put Oreos as one of the options that can reemerge in this bracket somewhere.
Fine.
All right.
Yes.
Next matchup. Chips... I guess
can you be responsible, because you're not really doing a lot of the planning, which is fine. Can that be your job, trying to find in the near future an ice cream store that would host our
only if ice cream's winning? I'm not contacting these ice cream places and then saying, by the way, sorry, we spun a wheel.
The opposite. I'll say if it's an automatic winner if a place is willing to host us.
No, you can't. No, the winner's going to be what the... Okay, let's
but
just...
I'm saying we will both vote for it if we have an option, which is why we're only getting down to 4-8 today.
All right. Well, let's move on. All right. The next matchup is chips, potato chips. Yeah. I assume, although maybe plant. I don't know exactly. Chips, however one defines it.
Potato chips. Yeah.
Against weed, marijuana, various strains. I assume, or maybe it's different
Rob's not gonna be a big fan of the weed option. It's already gonna lose. Not that I'm a fan of the weed option.
I'm not saying...
It's a funny idea, but it would have to be in the confines of your house at, like, a later tournament.
It would have to... My house? Why? What are you saying about my house?
Well, it would have to be
No, it would have to be in a state where it's legal recreationally, which
I don't know what... Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. So, chips is advancing, but...
Chips is advancing. We could discuss chips' merits in the next round.
To the person who nominated marijuana, good job, but not advancing. All right, the next matchup, which is like the arch nemesis, is Dunkin' Donuts against vegetables.
Okay. Here's my question. How would vegetables be prepared?
How are you
eating a green bean or an artichoke? Because I'm not saying no to vegetables. It's a funny idea.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a logistically possible idea. Like, again, some of these ideas, we could also do another one of these. We could do a food tournament like we did last year in the fall in your house or in my parents' house.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, given an opportunity to prepare some food, something like, you know, our beloved soup tournament, which is not going to win today.
Yeah.
Or vegetables seems more viable, but it seems completely impractical. How are we eating a potato?
So most of the vegetables...
Is a potato a vegetable?
Yeah. Most vegetables, I believe, could be eaten raw.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some that can't. And, I mean, this would be... If vegetable is to advance and make it out of this bracket, then that will be determined at that time. But here's my argument against Dunkin' Donuts. First of all, you found a kosher Dunkin' Donuts in Minnesota, but it's like it's way out there. It's like in like the third ring of suburbs.
We would need a listener, which I do think we could get, because we have a lot of local listeners coming from all over Minneapolis and
No, someone could pick it up. But I'm not a big donut fan in general, and the idea of eating 30 donuts is like almost as bad as eating 30
Dunkin' Donuts
Oreos.
Only has like 50. They've pivoted away from donuts to the point where it's not even their name anymore. So they only have like 15, 18 donuts.
All right, so it'll be a 16 donut
logistically,
tournament.
It's tricky because we'd need to buy everyone like
So many multiple donuts. We'd have so many wasted donuts. Yeah.
So many wasted donuts.
I mean, we'd be cutting pieces, but yeah. I'm going to vote for vegetables here. I'm not saying it's going to win.
Vegetables too, but is fruit in the bracket?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay, because I think fruit is a better option than vegetables.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. All right, this next matchup is, again, two, sort of like the first matchup, at least in your mind, with Oreos.
By the way, another boost for Oreos, which I think is a full participant in the next round, in my opinion, it's the Oreos are vegan, which I want to be. When I go somewhere, and we both keep kosher, which is so specific, even trickier than vegan. Okay. I like, you know, like, it's nice when someone's like, hey, we got your kosher food, which is sometimes tricky.
Okay, of the entries we've had so far, chips are mostly vegan, marijuana mm-hmm. is vegan, vegetables are vegan, so we're okay. Very vegan-friendly so far.
Yeah, we are vegan. Yeah. It's a vegan-friendly podcast. Yeah. Okay.
All right, the next matchup is Entenmann's, which I believe was nominated by A.B. Sutton, or at least cheered on.
It's a really good idea. It's a really good idea.
Seinfeld tie-in, obviously.
Yes. Let's walk through logistically how it would work. So let's say there's 25 people at the 32 Fans podcast.
We're buying like 50 boxes of Entenmann's products.
How much Entenmann's does everyone get like one of... Now, I'm not above... if it gets expensive, I think people will... Like, we can charge people to partake. Like, maybe there could be like...
Yeah, hey, it would be nominal. It would be less than 10 or 15 bucks, so...
Well, in most of these, it would be nothing to nominal, but Entenmann's, yeah. It might be a lot. Now, like, raspberry swirl, raspberry Danish or whatever, obviously you could cut people pieces.
Yeah, you're cutting pieces.
But you'd still you're cutting pieces of all of these. Kind.
Other than, like, the mini chocolate chip cookies, you're not eating a whole of any of these.
You'd still need a few of each kind just to feed, you know, 20, 30 people.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Entenmann's is going up against beer. I really like the idea of beer.
I don't think we can do beer. I think we were discussing offline whether this would be at a sort of hotel conference room / third venue versus the Airbnb, which was our original plan. But then, you know, the sort of podcast week has gotten like the participant list has gotten much bigger than we had thought.
Well, okay, I'm not worried about location.
Airbnb, obviously we could do beer. Yeah. I don't think we can do a beer tournament at the Hyatt.
I'm not, you know. First of all, I'm not worried about location. I'm confident I can find a location. I know enough people in Minnesota that if necessary, depending on what we're doing, I could find a location.
So we could go to somebody's house and do a beer tournament. That's what you're saying. Someone's going to offer their house to 30 strangers for a beer tournament.
Well, first of all, if the weather's nice, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about location. That's number one.
Well,
number two.
If the weather's nice, what? We could do an outdoor beer tournament and get a freaking arrested?
Absolutely. Okay. What do you mean arrested? Why would we be? I'm not saying do
public
it on the streets.
Public intoxication.
I'm not saying doing it on the streets. I'm saying doing it.
So can I say also we've had a bunch of listeners write in and say like, "Hey, I work at a brewery. I work." Oh, so one guy works at a riverboat and wants to do the podcast on a riverboat, but Rob said he gets seasick, which would
seasick. This boat is just sitting on the Mississippi. It ain't going anywhere. There's no like waves. I did not know a riverboat was an option, but I'm definitely intrigued by that.
All right. Well, Rob, if you're listening in Hawaii.
All right. We'll talk to Rob. I happen to get very seasick, but you're not getting seasick.
Yeah, no, we cannot do the food tournament on a boat. Everyone will be vomiting off the boat.
No, this is a boat sitting on. It's not going in like the ocean with like 50-foot waves.
So the boat is just like idle in the middle of the
river? No, it technically chugs along very slowly, but it's slow enough that you could build like a house of cards on the deck and it would never get toppled over.
It's making me nauseous just thinking about eating on this boat.
No, that people go on these boats for dinner theater. That's
it is a funny idea. For. People also said, hey, we have a hookup at the Mall of America. We have a hookup here. But none of them have really come through yet.
Oh, okay. Riverboat sounds like a grand option. I was going to say, by the way, there's no reason, I don't think, depending on what the winner of this obviously is, that we couldn't do the tournament or at least part of the tournament, some of the rounds of the tournament at the Twins game itself.
Yeah, we could do it at the Twins game in theory, but then it's not a podcast.
Well, it depends on how big a crowd it is. You know, like a noon weekday game is going to not have a big crowd. So I don't think
it's a crazy because people can't hear us. So I don't think it works. I thought about it. We'd need like a suite or something.
You get a concourse or a suite or, you know, all these things are all possible.
Are you going to do some work and try and get us a suite at the Twins game?
Well, after we see what the winner is here and we get some more logistical
details. Well,
it'd be
pretty cool if we had a suite no matter what, but fine.
All right, so I'm going to say I like the idea of Entenmann's. I think that maybe stays on the board the way Oreos does, but I'm definitely voting for beer because the main thing about beer, and we'll get to a couple more.
In your idea, how many beers would be in the tournament, and how many beers are we buying for everybody?
Well, okay, again, when you do it, like when you taste beer, you're not drinking entire bottles. You're
I understand.
Like a shot of beer.
I understand. I understand. But how many beers are in the tournament? Is it? Is it? It's you know, 16 or 32. Popular beers? Is are there like IPAs? Is it?
It has to be beers that people can buy in most parts of the country.
Okay,
like when we
so
did
it's
our,
beers that have beers that are in like the top 50 or 100 of beers.
Yeah, there's enough beers. Yeah, we're not going to pick like
and
Minnesota
And is there light
micro-brews.
Beer and regular? Is there like Bud and Bud Light both in the tournament, or there's only one of those?
It'd be like the cereal tournament. You know, there were multiple Cheerios. Maybe there are, maybe there aren't.
If,
you know,
by the way, if you are going, votes. Definitely let us know what you prefer out of these. If you're not going, you know,
But anyways, what I was saying is the reason I think beer is a great option, like cereal and like a couple of those we'll get to.
It's very funny. When people
it's the,
hear...
Well, it's the kind of thing that everybody consumes all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks, oh, I like this one, I like that one. But when you actually get to the bracket, you realize, oh,
best?
I actually... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Like,
I know...
No, I do like it. I'm worried about the logistics. I also... again, this is towards the beginning of our trip. This would definitely need Rob's approval.
I'm not proposing people get wasted, by the way. Although,
I understand.
Some,
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right, I'm voting for beer here. What are you voting
tournament.
For?
I mean, what if I vote for Entenmann's? Like, how does that... you know what I mean?
I guess they both advance. Fine.
Okay, so I'm voting for Entenmann's. But I think they're both funny options. I think they're both solid options.
Okay, so we got Entenmann's as another option. All right, now the next one was submitted by Nick Peach Taylor. I don't exactly know what it means.
I think he's coming, so...
Oh, okay. So he said sauces. Now, my problem with sauces is...
That's
like,
crazy. What does that mean?
In what context? Like, what are you dipping them in? What are you putting them on? It's
my
too...
wife, for this holiday, my wife made, like gnocchi, and then she just made a bunch of different sauces, like rosa sauce and like penne alla vodka and mushroom sauce. Like, is that what he's thinking of? I don't know.
It's like condiments. Like, which is better, ketchup or mustard? Well, it depends what you're using it for.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of sauces. Now, sauce is going up against alcohol, which, you know, we had beer before. This is like wine versus beer versus vodka.
We had like three brutal matchups of favorites, and now we have sauces versus general alcohol. Beer is funnier than alcohol. And also, alcohol is just logistically impossible. Like,
yeah, I don't know what
too much alcohol under the sun.
Yeah. We could have a 32.
Are we buying like 12 bottles of Johnny Walker Blue? Like, how is this working?
Oh, look at you with the high roller. You're going straight to Johnny Walker Blue.
It's like the only alcohol I know. I have remember from my bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Well, I'm voting for alcohol over sauces. Sauces doesn't make any sense to me.
Sauces makes no sense. Alcohol is advancing, but it's not winning.
All right. Okay. Now, the next one is candy bars, which is a terrible nomination because we did this in episode 127 already.
Yeah, it's out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
And it's going against soda. So soda's going to advance there.
Yeah, soda's going to advance. So now, soda, here's the thing. I think it has to be funny. When we did the cereal tournament, it was funny.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by that?
I think it's people have to hear, oh, they're doing that. I think the average person who's coming, the average person who's listening just to the podcast, the average person on the street that you tell we're doing a cereal tournament to, they would immediately, as you said, you would go to somebody's house for lunch, and you'd say, hey, we're doing a cereal tournament, and they'd give you five cereal takes within 2 seconds, right?
Yeah. But I think that's why soda, that's what soda is to me.
Yeah, so
everybody,
soda is
universal. I like Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper has to win. No Fresca has to win. Like, everybody has opinions about soda.
Soda has a legendary place in the 32 Fans Pantheon as Yucky Juice.
Yes. Now, it has the good name, the Yucky Juice Tournament. Now, how often do you drink non-diet soda? Because I never, ever, ever do. Ever.
I mean, I never, but I'm certainly willing to drink it for the tournament. It won't make us sick.
Not that I consume all these other substances, but...
Right. Yeah. Except weed. I don't know... I drink Coke Zero all day. I drink like 4 or 5 big bottles a week. So I'm a disgusting pig, and it's my...
By the way, Coke Zero versus Diet Coke would be a good first-round matchup.
I mean, if Coke Zero loses, I'll walk into the Minnesota River, whatever it's called.
It's called the Mississippi.
Okay. It's called the Minnesota, I think. Mississippi is in Mississippi.
It should be called the Minnesota because Minnesota, first of all, the river literally starts in Minnesota, and there's more of the Mississippi in Minnesota than any other state. So it should be called the Minnesota.
I didn't know.
But then again, I think the state got named after the river, not vice versa. So, but anyway. Yeah. We can rant about that later. All right. So soda is, I think, a very serious contender here.
Very serious contender. I mean, how many soda would there be like? How many sodas are there? Let's just try and name sodas quickly. Coke and Diet Coke and Coke Zero. Sprite. Are we going Diet Sprite is gross, right?
There's endless sodas because there's
Cherry Coke, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi.
I don't even
want to
do this. There's
Pepsi.
Endless sodas.
If you don't want to do it, then maybe it's not interesting.
No, I'm saying I don't want to start guessing, like listing them now.
No, let's list some sodas because how deep do you go? Do you go to like RC? Are there like Jones or are there regional sodas we're going to get into? I just think that there's...
I think the same with cereal. Enough. With cereal, wait, there's not enough flavors of soda.
There's that's an infinite. Listen, there's infinite. There's an infinite number of sodas. I don't. I think the first tier is relatively short. It's the Cokes, Pepsi, Sprites, Dr. Peppers. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't go that deep unless we're doing like all drinks.
First of all, there's like a million different. Okay, there's like Dr. Brown's has multiple different flavors. Okay. Fanta has multiple different flavors. There's many
Fanta
different kinds of root beer.
Soda tournament. Fanta's like Prairie View A&M. They're gonna
You got Barks root beer. You got A&W root beer.
I will not try
like,
Barks. I don't.
You got
drink
Mug root beer.
Yeah.
You got Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew
Coke. They will not let us back on the plane. Like, that's absurd.
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? They're
so
not
many,
contenders.
I mean, you could have a whole mini bracket of orange flavors.
In the tournament, everyone had a different favorite cereal, and some of them weren't even in the tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I just propose, by the way, if we're doing this, I want you to bring me from Israel a Kinley. Because Kinley is by far the best orange soda.
Kinley Seltzer?
No, Kinley. The old orange soda.
I don't.
In Israel.
I can't bring it. I'm not putting it in a freaking... it's going to explode in my suitcase.
Why is that explode?
All right, we'll bring you a Kinley. You could probably buy it for an extra dollar in some Israeli supermarket in New York.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, no. Anyways. So
I don't even know what you're talking about. So it's not some delicacy that I literally don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. By the way, Mr. Pibb was always a favorite of mine back in the day.
Mr. Pibb, is that kosher even? I've heard of it. I don't even
how would soda not be kosher? By the way,
I don't know.
There's like
pork.
So many different.
Maybe Pibb is a pork. Pibb is.
What about like we go into like the Dr. Brown's deep world? You got like Celray.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you have to try these. Like, I'm already grossed out by root beer. Celray sounds repulsive. And, like,
yeah, and by the way, and everything comes in diet version, and so that's a whole lot. Like, you double the bracket right there.
Yeah.
Coke versus Pepsi.
Know.
I mean,
Do
this is a great
have
bracket.
People strong opinions. It's a good bracket. Do people have strong opinions about, like, Diet Sprite versus Coke in the quarterfinal? Like, I just think that...
I think people do. And also, by the way, this I think it would have to be a blind test, so people aren't being told it's Coke against Pepsi. They're just being
tricky.
Given the flavors.
It's a little tricky. I mean, it's possible, but that is tricky.
Yeah, that's what we did with the chocolate with the candy bar lineup, by the way, as you recall.
What we could do also is like rip off
the labels,
the things, so it's like you know the difference between Coke and Sprite, but not necessarily the difference between like Coke and Diet Coke and Cherry Coke and whatever.
Well, obviously, yeah, Coke and Sprite, you know the difference. All right, okay, so soda's advancing. All right, next matchup, we have salads. This was a nomination from Dr. Jen. I don't think salads is going very far because where are we doing this tournament?
Yeah. Does Dr. Jen like understand what a food tournament is? She did not come to the cereal tournament. She showed up afterwards and started eating. I don't know how that would work unless she's like sending you with like to-go salads.
Salads is going up against fruits. Fruits is going to advance. We'll talk about
fruits
later.
Fruits is a contender, but we'll talk about it when we need
to. Okay, now the next one was submitted by Eddie J. Is Eddie J coming?
No.
Okay, so Eddie J's nomination is non-kosher foods based on smell, aesthetic, etc.
Very
so
funny.
We're gonna buy a bunch of food and not eat it. Just look at it.
Isn't there an Isser Hanaf for a pig?
Yeah, so it can't be pork. That's true.
Can't be pork.
Are the non-kosher judges allowed to taste it, or they also have to just smell it and look at it?
Yeah, that is a funny idea, but they already know what's what.
Yeah. Now, it's going up against a nominee from Fitzy, who has nominated this repeatedly in the Facebook group, which is Road Trip Snacks.
Okay. I don't believe Fitzy's coming either.
I don't love Road Trip Snacks because it's like they're too different. Like, what I like about this tournament is everything's the same. It's different flavors of ice cream.
That's why you're sleeping on Oreos, because Oreos is the same and it will drive people crazy and make them want to die, which is
fun. But all the Oreos are going to taste the same.
Well, that's why it's funny.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to vote for Tray Food over Road Trip Snacks.
No, Road Trip Snacks is, again, you had a lot of like winners face off against each other and then like things
Listen,
that have no hope.
The bracket was randomized.
Beef jerky, so I Googled this when Fitzy brought it up. And beef jerky, which is not kosher.
There is kosher beef jerky.
Like, it will be tricky to get, and it's probably...
Also, Road Trip Snacks, you have meat and dairy, so that gets complicated.
They're like everyone had, like, Haribo gummies, like, a lot of, like, you'd have to replace them with inferior versions of,
yeah.
of the...
Yeah, all right. So, Road Trip will advance over Trafe because it's actually technically possible.
But, yes.
All right. Now, the next matchup is probably not possible for multiple reasons.
Okay.
But one of them must advance. So, the first one is Supes.
Yeah, it's just impossible.
Okay.
The thought of it, like, there's been so much planning already going to this. The thought of having, like, unless Chester's aunt wants to make us 20 different soups, in which case Soup wins.
Yeah. Now, Soup is going up against hard drugs.
If we happen to have a listener who knows someone who's kosher, we will pay someone to make soups. It won't be worth their time still. But we will, like, pay for the ingredients, give them some money. Like, I will happily
pay. You didn't hear what Soups is going up against.
All right, what's it going up against?
Hard drugs. Cocaine, heroin, crystal meth.
Other different strains? Like, how does this
work? I mean, we'd have to get an expert on. But listen, I'm voting for drugs because it might not be, like, I've never done any hard drugs. But all right,
so like, let's say like ecstasy, Molly,
possible.
Cocaine. What are like the famous, like fentanyl? Like, what are the big? I mean, what are like the big drugs?
You got your cocaine. You got your
the
heroin.
The order you do them is probably very important. Also, are you advancing the ones that like you become addicted to by the end?
Well, the problem is like we would have multiple fatalities.
Heroin got knocked
if you're
out,
mixing.
But I,
if you're mixing like drugs, like don't people.
Thing.
Yeah. An 8-ball,
everyone
that's like cocaine
dead.
And heroin.
Everyone
right?
will be dead. Everyone will be dead.
Okay. All right, I'm voting for drugs. It'll be funny.
No, soup is advancing. This is absurd. Soup is advancing.
All right. Soup isn't even feasible. All right.
Oh, and then, okay. It would have been funny if Dr. Jen's suggestion was hard drugs and not salad.
All right, okay. The last matchup we have here in the first round is whiskey. So, you know, your various whiskeys, various bourbon scotches, et cetera. Like a whiskey tasting, basically.
Yeah,
and that's going up against the wheel. The wheel meaning that we don't decide until we get to the tournament, and we spin the wheel right there.
It's wrong podcast, but it is a funny idea. Problem is, we're going to need to prepare. So I think the wheel wins, but I'll pick the wheel here. But none of these are advancing.
No, I'm voting
for
whiskey.
Too many whiskeys. All right, you could have whiskey advancing, but it's not.
Whiskey tastings are great.
Sure, okay, but so I don't think people don't have strong opinions on people have strong opinions on what's the best whiskey, but not the average Joe Schmo on the street.
But I think that's why. So that's what makes it interesting.
Nobody's going to be like, "Ooh, you're doing a whiskey tournament now. I want to come."
Okay, so now, well, yeah, I mean, I disagree, but all right. So now we have the 10 that advanced plus Oreos and Entenmann's, which advanced anyway, even though they lost. So that now we have 12 in the second round.
Can you share with me the 12 that remain?
Yeah. So the 12 that we have right now, we have ice cream, chips, vegetables, beer, alcohol, like hard alcohol, soda, fruits, road trip snack, soups, whiskey, Oreos,
soups
and Entenmann's.
Twice.
No, I didn't. Soda.
You definitely said soups twice.
I definitely did not. I'm reading it off a list.
Listen
Maybe
to
I
the
said...
podcast back. Okay. Everyone is laughing at you because you just said soups twice.
I will say it again. Ice cream, chips, vegetables, beer, alcohol, soda, fruit, road trip, soups, whiskey, Oreos, Entenmann's.
I meant, can you send it to me, by the way? Not, it also helps to read to the listeners, but also send it to me.
All right. Next. Okay. So, matchup in the second round. We have ice cream.
No, I think now we should, for the next round, steer away from the bracket tournament because we have such an odd number. And we should
12.
Do elimination.
12 is not an odd number. 12 is not an odd number at all.
It's not an odd number as an odd or even, but it's not a, it doesn't fit into a bracket still.
Well, let's just keep
not
going with the bracket.
Multiple and of two.
Well, okay, we'll get down to six, and then we'll have a couple buys. Football.
I mean, there's it is 12 a teams in two, but it's not a multiple.
There's 12. Yeah, there's 12 teams in the NFL bracket. Yeah, good job, math man. All right, ice cream against chips. I'm voting for ice cream here. Clearly,
I think we should just I because it's absurd to like knock something out, but then keep it, which I think we're gonna do for a few of these.
No, we're not. No, you did that first round, and it's enough of that. You lose. There's always next year.
Is there? Where are we going next year?
I don't know. Well, you said we're doing one in the fall. We might be doing two in 2019.
Yeah, but I'm like a road trip. Also, the one thing good thing about road trip snacks is this is kind of like, I think it's maybe being branded as like the Minnesota road trip.
Yeah.
So,
but. All right. So ice cream against chips. Who are you voting for? I'm very excited for ice cream.
Yeah, I think with your promise that will not be able to be fulfilled, that you can find us an ice cream store either early.
Now you sound like the people
tonight.
Who said this whole trip would never happen. So, all right, ice cream's advancing. All right, next,
I mean,
next matchup
is not happening.
Yeah. So, why not? All right, next matchup, vegetables against beer. Again, to
right,
me,
so
here's a clear
ice cream advanced.
Winner.
I do think, how about this? Six winners, and then we fight to advance two more to the final eight. We'll argue about which two of the six losers get to go to the quarterfinals. Okay?
Fine.
Yes.
But somebody who lost in the first round doesn't get to advance a second time.
No.
Which
no,
means if Oreos and Entenmann's don't win this round, they ain't
no,
going back
I disagree.
To the third round.
No, they could lose
Wait,
twice.
They could lose twice and still advance?
Someone
it's
played
13
days of Survivor and won. You could, if you play 13 days out of 39 of Survivor and win, you can,
all right, I don't know
you can lose
about.
Twice
all right.
in this
Vegetables
tournament.
Against beer. Who's winning here? To me, again, it's a clear winner.
Beer, but vegetables is definitely a contender, although not a lock to come back for the final eight.
All right, okay. Next matchup is alcohol against soda. Again, to me, easy winner, soda.
Soda, yeah. Yes.
All right. All right, next one is fruits against road trip snacks. To me, fruits, definite winner.
Fruits, yeah. I think people have a take. No, let's just, we didn't get to discuss fruit because it had a walkover basically in the first round.
Yeah.
How would this work? Does everyone get one apple? How many fruits are there, first of all? You've ranked fruit before.
Yeah, I've ranked my fruit before. You know, part of
how
it.
How many fruits
I think
were in your rankings?
We could definitely get to 24 easily. 32. Yeah. Then are you doing like red grapes versus green?
No,
grapes,
no, no, I don't think we need
apples.
To do that. So 24 fruits,
or maybe 32. The thrifty.
But then everyone needs, like, it's not a sharing type thing unless we're, like, cutting apples and oranges, which is just logistically tricky.
Well, I mean, for the smaller fruits, it's not a challenge. Yeah, for, like, watermelon, you'd have to have some knives involved.
I don't even eat watermelon. I don't eat, I famously said that all melon is repulsive.
Yeah.
It should be banned.
Well.
So, like, if everyone gets one apple, one orange, one, I mean.
By the way, I've forgotten to be given credit where credit is due for the various nominees. So, like, for example, mm-hmm. Chips was nominated by.
I want to know who said hard drugs.
Chips was nominated by Josh Cantor and Donnie Brody. Chips, okay. Which I just lost to ice cream. But all right, mm-hmm. So fruits is advancing again. Let's discuss logistics when we get down to, like, you know, near the end.
I see. I'm the grown up here. You're just the pie in the sky. Like, everything is great, and I'm already worried about, like, how's it going to work.
No, when I do a bracket, I'm looking at those two contenders against each other. I'm not thinking down the road. It's fruits against road chips next. Who's winning when they battle it out? And to me, fruits wins.
Yeah, I know. I agree that fruits wins. Yeah. I'm just thinking about how it will work.
All right, next one, we have a soup tasting, which does not seem possible in Minnesota with kosher soups, yes. But it advanced, against a whiskey tasting. To me, it's got to be whiskey.
I think soup.
Whiskey's possible. Soup isn't possible.
If we have a listener who's willing to make 24 kosher soups by kosher in their kitchen.
Okay, but that's not even possible. Yeah. It is possible.
So whiskey advances. Fine.
Okay, fine. All right, so whiskey, welcome to the Super 6 or the Elite 8 or something. We don't know.
I don't drink whiskey, and I might not come to this podcast if whiskey wins, just FYI.
Well, you taste it and spit it out, you know, like a wine tasting.
I won't taste it. I mean, I'll be there, but I won't taste
whiskey. Okay, all right. And then the two losers from the first round make it to the second round. Oreos against Entenmann's. To me, Entenmann's definitely advancing here.
I think Oreos doesn't matter, because whoever loses is going to make it to the Elite 8 anyway.
No, you can't.
Yes. They're the two best. It'll be the best loser ever loses. Are Entenmann's easily purchasable in Minnesota?
Yes, it's at the end of the aisle.
I already googled that because I'm responsible. Okay. And you put in the zip code and it works.
Okay. So now you want to re-bring in two of the losers. So the losers again are chips, vegetables, alcohol, road trip snacks, soups, and Oreos. To me, chips should come back in.
I think chips, Oreos, and vegetables are the three, but the vegetables are impractical, so I think Oreos and chips make it back to the
Elite
Eight.
Oh, my God, Oreos again.
No, now, we had mentioned cookies before, and cookies didn't make it to the bracket, but I agree. I think Oreos' specificity
yeah, you're having trouble with that word today.
Interesting, and I think Oreos are more specific than just general cookies.
Okay, now.
But you had sort of shilled for cookies previously.
Yeah, okay, now we're going to reseed the bracket. So I'm going to enter these eight foods.
No, so now I think we're up. Now the listeners get involved. We're not going down to four today. I think the eight is where we stop.
No, we got to get down to four, because four is like a Twitter poll or whatever. Eight's too many.
Yeah, no, eight is not too many. I think I want to hear people's opinions.
And also, some of these are definitely not happening. Some of these are impractical.
We could I mean, if you want to eliminate, like, I could eliminate whiskey, but what else is impractical besides whiskey?
Hold on, let's just see.
Whiskey's also expensive. Like, how many whiskeys would you need to buy? And aren't whiskeys expensive?
Yeah, I'm happy to sponsor that.
But you won't sponsor Oreos?
Oreos are garbage. All right.
I think Oreos is really funny because the flavors are so bad. We're going to be.
Yeah, so everybody's going to be vomiting. How is that?
First of all, they won't make you sick because they're not that bad. We're just going to be losing our will to live by, like, the sixth time you need to try, like, an apple pie Oreo. I think it's funny.
Oh, my God.
No, we need to leave. So we need to put these eight up and see what people think and come back next week. Also,
let's get down to four. Let's just get down to four.
We're not getting down to four.
Why? Let's get down to the final four, and then people vote from those, okay?
I think we should stop here. I mean, we could talk about something else on the podcast for a few minutes, but I think let's leave it at eight. Because also we need content for next week, too, where we literally have –
We have content. Don't worry. We have content up the yin-yang, baby. All right. Soda against whiskey in the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you voting for?
Soda.
Okay. Nice and easy. Fruit against Oreos. I'm voting for fruit here. Oreos had a nice run. I voted against it every time. I think it's a terrible idea, but you're obsessed with it.
I still think Oreos is logistically the easiest of all of these ideas.
Well, it's not hard to buy a bunch of fruit. You can buy fruit at any grocery store.
Oh, yeah. It'll be so easy to buy 30 apples, 30 oranges, and then do that again 22 more times.
You don't need 30 apples. We're not eating entire apples. We're eating a slice of an apple.
Who's cutting apples at 8 in the morning for this podcast? Everyone gets one slice of an apple. Everyone's going to need their own apple and their own orange.
Aunt Gladys is going to slice the apples for us.
Okay? Aunt Gladys is... You're not even telling her you're coming. You're so embarrassed about this.
No, she knows I'm coming. She thinks I'm staying with her, which I may.
Oh, you haven't been determined yet. But I was hoping to split a hotel room with you.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Okay. All right. Okay, so fruit is advancing over Oreos. Yeah. Good riddance to Oreos. Okay, thank God. All right. Beer against ice cream. This is my two favorites, honestly, in the whole thing. Well, two of my three favorites. So this is a really tough matchup here.
I think ice cream's got to win. I think the idea of an ice cream parlor, an ice cream store hosting this, elevates ice cream above any other idea in the bracket. Without it, I don't think we have the freezer space or the even the desire to do it. Because right. I think if we're doing it in our, you know, conference room or wherever, then I almost think you need just like 20 different vanillas, and we're picking like what's the best brand.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking here on a summer night at 11 o'clock at night. Is that like a very peak time for an ice cream store?
I mean, 11 o'clock isn't a peak time for anything.
Yeah, so I think that we can definitely find an ice cream place. Now, obviously, we want one that's within walking distance to where we're going to be, so that's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, but I mean, if we have to take a drive...
jump in a couple of Ubers. We'll figure this out. All right, okay, and then the last matchup is two of the losers who advanced again, Entenmann's against Chips.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many Entenmann's are there, actually?
Let's Google that.
And how many Entenmann's are there that are easily accessible, right?
Because like, well, I think Entenmann's beats chips no matter what. I think because, first of all, a lot of the most popular chips are not kosher.
You want to do your Oreos thing, which is terrible. Like, a much better version of that to me would be Pringles. There's a million flavors of Pringles.
Here's the problem. Pringles suck. Oreos are okay.
Oh, my
God. Pringles suck. They can't give Pringles away nowadays. Pringles
are
trash.
That is the worst take. Their whole slogan is the fact that they are as addictive as hard drugs. Once you pop, you cannot stop.
You know who's not biased? The freaking morons who own Pringles and are stuck with a whole factory of Pringles they can't give away.
Can we put that on a Twitter poll? What's better, Pringles or Oreos? Because this is the worst take ever. Pringles are way better. But no, make that a
Pringles weren't
even
in the tournament. But I guess, okay.
Well, but if you have chips, Pringles would be involved, obviously.
Is Pringle a chip? All right, so I'm making this poll.
Which is better, Pringles or Oreos? Simple question. Now, here's the thing. I would rather, not only do I think Pringles probably should win, but if the question is which would you rather have like a ton of, Pringles definitely wins because nobody wants to eat more than a couple Oreos, you know?
Once you pop, you desperately need to stop because, first of all, sour cream and onion are going to win. Sour cream and onion, everyone knows, are the...
Not a fan. So,
how many brands can you? Oh, I'm checking up on Entenmann's. Can you check how many brands of Pringles there are quickly?
Well, Pringles isn't even in our tournament, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there's still ways for things to get in.
Okay, I got a list of 21 here. Should I read them to you?
Yes, please.
Original lightly salted, honey mustard, cheddar and sour cream. Wavy fire roasted jalapeno, wavy applewood smoked cheddar, probably not kosher, wavy sweet and tangy barbecue, loaded baked potato, wavy classic salted, Memphis barbecue, barbecue, screaming dill pickle, jalapeno, Nashville hot chicken, salt and vinegar, French onion dip, pizza, buffalo ranch, sour cream and onion, cheddar cheese, ranch, and original. But I'm guessing like half of those aren't kosher.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
Yeah, but the original Pringles are great. But I think we do a chips tournament, and Pringles has one or two entries.
Chips is out because first of all, like a lot of the major chips aren't kosher. It's a big issue for us.
How many aren't kosher? There's not that many.
But the main ones aren't kosher. Like Doritos aren't kosher in America. All right, so I'm going to read some of the. Let me just read some of the Entenmann's. The problem also with Entenmann's is they won't have like all, because it's like baked goods, they won't have everything. Hot cross buns, cheese Danish twist, pecan twist, cinnamon Danish, cheese Danish, lemon Danish, raspberry Danish, or raspberry Danish twist. We don't need like the duplicates there. That's just the Danish section.
Yeah, but the question is, how many of those are going to be in a typical grocery store?
That's my question. So we might have to go to a few stores, but that's fine. We also have locals. We could send, you know, we could coordinate with locals. People are willing to do stuff for this tournament, especially locals. They have Pop-Ets, mini donuts, Pop'em, softies. I mean, I feel like the cookies are such a big favorite, though, right? The chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, the soft cookies. Yeah, they're very
good. Yeah.
But
do people have such a strong opinion? Like, is loaf cake or crumb cake going to win? Entenmann's has the Little Bites or Entenmann's. Entenmann's has a tough road to be the winner. So what's left? What do we have now?
All right. So we got soda, fruit, ice cream, and Entenmann's.
I think we have. That's a really good four.
Yeah. Oreos. Wish beer was still. I wish beer was still here.
I do think there could be a mechanism to get one or two more things like back in the tournament. Oreos with the early lead on Pringles, 55% to 45%.
Okay. Thanks for the live update.
Yeah, but Pringles, I was excited about Entenmann's, but now I'm not. I think beer, ice cream, and fruit right now, and Oreos with Oreos, which will definitely get back into the tournament by winning. Whoever wins this poll is back in the tournament. Oreos or Pringles, so they're the fifth. Should we knock out Entenmann's? Should the winner of the Oreos Pringles matchup knock out Entenmann's?
But then why did you just vote? But again, we can't do Pringles alone. It would have to be chips. Because there's not enough kosher Pringles, I don't think.
I think there are. I think there's at least like 16 kosher flavors.
I mean, I just listed the 21 to you, and like half of them were cheese and a couple of them were meat. So.
Interesting.
I think
Oreo's going to win anyway. So we got four with Oreos possibly making its way back in and beer. Beer's in. So it's one more time. So we got beer, ice cream.
No, beer's not in.
Oh, beer, ice cream, fruit.
Beer lost ice cream. It's ice cream, soda, fruit, and Entenmann's.
Okay. So I think maybe beer and Oreos possibly would have a solid six.
Fine. I don't even care anymore. I don't understand your...
No, this was fun. Oreos, I think we got...
Okay, fine.
Because
so
there's
six.
So many types of Oreos, I think. And also, we only need to buy one with the Oreos, unless it's like huge, and then we just need two of everything. Logistically, it's so easy, and it's fun. Let's look at the Oreo flavors. Can we look at the Oreo flavors and like see how nauseous we get just by thinking of them?
Yeah, okay.
Also, it's like we're going to a game afterwards. People are going to want to drink beers and eat sausages and eat all the food. I'm sure there's a lot of good food at the Twins games. Not for us because we keep kosher, but for like the people who aren't like severely restricted by food. They're not going to want to be like... I mean, I guess people will be fine with beer. The ice cream is a really tough sell for a day podcast. Which is why I think the ice cream only works if we do it at night after the...
Yeah, there's nothing people don't like to eat in the hot sun in July like ice cream. This is a terrible take.
No, it's too much ice cream. Everyone likes ice cream. Nobody wants to... We're having like... This is... Okay, here are some Oreo flavors.
Akiva, you're not eating 32 scoops. You're taking like the little... Like the size that you get when you get a taste at the ice cream
I guess,
shop.
Yeah. Especially if we're doing it in a store. They're not giving us full scoops. All right. Birthday cake Oreos. They said it's like it tastes like a birthday cake vomiting on Delish.com. Fudge dipped Oreo thin bites, mint thins, chocolate Oreos, peanut butter Oreos, white fudge dip. Those actually look good. Red velvet, which is cream cheese, mint, peanut butter pie, spring Oreo. I don't know what that is. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate in general, you agree, is repulsive, right?
No.
Yeah,
I don't love trash.
It,
but well, you hate all
golden
chocolate,
thins. Fudge
Which is a strange take for a guy who is
carrot cake
an Oreo
Oreos,
tournament.
Carrot cake. Well, I don't like chocolate in general. Mega yeah, exactly. Stuff, double stuff, carrot cake, Oreo pistachio, golden Oreo. Most
this is
stuff.
Terrible. This is so bad.
It's going to be amazing. This tournament rules. Lemon Oreos. You have no idea. By the way, they literally ranked from 1 to 25. And the 25th is the best. Like this Delish.com list starts with one, which they call vomit, and the 25th one is the winner. So these people need to learn how to make a list and count down instead of up. That's not upsetting.
Yeah.
The 25th one was the winner. Like the last few are.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They don't know what they're doing.
Salted caramel. I think like the fact that you hate it makes it fun.
By the way, these all sound like great ice cream flavors, which is why ice cream is a great candidate.
Yeah, but so you're saying there's but it has to be kosher for our purposes. How many kosher ice cream stores are there in Minneapolis or in Minnesota, whatever?
All the chains are kosher. Like Baskin Robbins is kosher. Häagen-Dazs is kosher. They're all over the place.
Okay.
And I specifically think we should be going to
and
a
all
chain,
the flavors
not
are kosher.
Not to a special, except for like the ones with marshmallows usually. But like mm-hmm. you know, that's like two flavors. I specifically think we should be going to a chain. Because again, the point of this tournament should be that anyone at home can play along, right?
Okay.
That's why that's why we should not be using microbrews if it's beer, or you know, like that's sort of the challenge with soup, for example.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the beauty of the cereal tournament was that anybody could go and do their own cereal tournament.
Every
and many
single person.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single person in any state in the union.
Ice cream, Entenmann's, fruit, soda, beer or, I mean, these, that,
all right, so Corinne, Corrine, I believe, is her name, actually, says she would rather snack on Pringles, but she'd rather listen to a tournament podcast about Oreo. She sounds smart.
Interesting. Interesting.
People like the Oreo. All right, so we're down to four with Oreos and beer still contenders, plus maybe listeners want to put one or two more back in. But I think I'm happy. Any of our ideas, I think I'd be they'd be a fun podcast. I think we've really weeded out the pretenders.
Yeah.
I'm also interested in Rob's opinion, but we're not going to bother him until he gets back from his vacation next week.
All right, yeah. So we will bother him next week. We got six right now. Maybe Rob can knock one or two out, and then we get down to four, and then we let the listeners. Do maybe. All listeners get to vote? Do only the people who are coming get to vote?
We'll figure it out. People who are coming definitely get more of a vote than people who are not coming. Come. If you're so interested in your vote, then come and have a good time with us.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good selling point.
Bacon. This idiot says bacon.
Bacon what?
He says we should do bacon.
Oh, well, we already had that. That was not kosher. That was Trey. Yeah. It lost.
I think he's being funny. I don't even think he's being funny. I think he's being sincere.
Yeah. Does he know that we don't eat it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway,
this is enough for you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
But I love the filling most. I rub it on my roast, mix it in with my coffee, and spread it on my toast. I love the white stuff, baby, in the middle.